Welcome to the Modern Savvy CPA, where financial expertise meets the cutting edge of digital age. I'm Sharon, your host, a certified public accountant, here to guide you through the intricate web of numbers and regulations, offering a fresh perspective of the ever-evolving world of finance. Welcome again to the Modern Savvy CPA, and I have one of my favorite person here today, Jennifer Hernandez Massey. She is my inspiration, that's 10 years younger than me. And she so reminds me of myself when I was 10 years younger. I am no longer like her. I'm like, you're so much like me, right? Jen, tell us about yourself a little bit. Who are you and about you, whatever you want to tell me.
Okay, so I'm Jen Hernandez Massing, and I didn't pay her to say that, so thank you, by the way. And I am a business broker, JH Massey Group, so I help people build, buy, and sell their businesses, and I do so through through education and also advisory. So some business brokers just kind of focus more on the transactional aspect, and I focus more on the relationship aspect, where I want to get to know you as a business owner from the very beginning and have a lot of support for you through your journey, so that when you do go to sell, one, I'm going to be your broker, and two, you're going to be really happy because you're going to get the cash out that you had planned for.
That's awesome. So I know you have a little baby.
I do.
So how is the little baby coming in with your, other than you being this awesome business broker, which is totally up the right alley for you. How is the little baby? How old is the little baby?
He's almost 1 year old. So he's going to be turning one on August 8th.
Awesome.
Can't believe it.
He is a future CPA because he's always talking when I'm talking to Jen on the phone. So let's just say that I've already recruited him.
He is. He's a chatter for sure.
So we're going to get right into exit planning and what you do best. And you've come into this career by seeing the need, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that you've come through different careers to get to this point, right?
Yes.
So let's start off right away and let's talk about, you know, what is a business exit strategy and why should we care about it?
Mm-hmm.
Exit planning.
So thanks for bringing that up. That is an important part, that I have owned a business and went through the process of starting a business from ground up, and I learned a lot through that process. I have an MBA and I've consulted for businesses prior. I've done a lot of management leadership type things, but then as I started my own business and then I went through the exit cycle, I realized that there was like a huge gap in what I understood about selling the business, and I didn't plan properly from the very beginning for exit planning. So because of that, when I went to sell, I was extremely disappointed with a lot of the process. Most entrepreneurs, you know, we're goal-oriented. We like to have things in order. We like to know so we can plan. And my lack of knowledge in that, even with having an MBA and being a candidate for my DBA that I was working on, they don't focus on that. So
no.
Learning through the process and realizing how much of a need there was there to help other business owners and make sure that you weren't like Jen. Don't be like Jen.
Well, talking about that is just, I'm always, when I'm on my, this is my Mind Your Business Money series that we're working on right now. And I'm always talking about how great all my clients are at what they do. They are goal focused on what their job is or what their career is, what their business focus is. But they tend to forget the finance part or the planning part. They're busy not planning and, mm-hmm. you know, focusing on that part. They're focusing on what their real love is.
Right. And you don't have to be good at all your different, all of the different parts of business. You just have to have the right advisors to help you with those parts.
Trusted advisors.
Exit planning is definitely a point that you want to make sure that you start kind of from day one, where you incorporate it into your business plan. But even if you're further along, it's never too late to incorporate.
Absolutely.
Exit planning. And all it basically is preparing you for the eventual sale of your business. So putting together a plan that helps you maximize the value of your business and ensures a smooth transition. that is really what exit planning is. And when you start to dive a little deeper into it, there are several components that should be thought of in your exit plan. So I'm going to read off just a few. So setting your objectives, your business valuation, your financial planning, operational improvements, succession planning, marketing and sales process and implementation and execution. So those are the different areas that need to be considered into an exit strategy or exit planning. And if you don't feel comfortable going through those, you don't need to. Get with a trusted advisor that focuses on exit planning. So even though I am a business broker, I do help people understand the importance of exit planning, but I don't necessarily do very comprehensive exit planning with some of my consulting type clients. So if you have any questions, you can always book a value chat with me and I'm happy to talk you through. And then if I see the need to advise you to go to another advisor, I can always get you in touch. Or Sharon, I'm sure that you have exit planning consultants as well.
Well, a couple of things that you just said that I think that we could touch on. One is an exit planning strategy similar to a business plan, mm-hmm. right?
So it's a component of
yes,
a business
it
plan.
Should be included in your business plan.
Exactly.
Right? So, and a lot of it touches, it's not like it overlaps, you know, mm-hmm. what's the word to be overlap. And the good thing about having a proper trusted advisor team is to make sure they all know what they know and what they don't know. And they can advise you on certain things and then they'll tell you what they're not an expert on and they put you onto an expert.
Right. Exactly.
So that's a couple of things that I heard from you. So I hear people talk a lot about like business valuation and they want to learn how to calculate it. And, you know, how does business valuation work? Explain to us.
So business valuation is very important in the overall sale of your business and even the growth of your business. But really quickly to jump back into exit planning, something to think of for when you're exiting is that you could exit in several ways. So you're able to sell to a third party. You could end up deciding to go public. You can sell it to a family member. Maybe you could end up having somebody that has profit share take it over, like a key employee. So there's lots of those different things, and understanding your valuation will help you execute however it is that you choose to turn it over when you do get there. And the reason that exit planning is important before we talk about valuation is 100% of you, 100, so that's like a very like significant number, 100% of you are going to exit your business someday, because you don't live forever unless you guys found like the fountain of youth.
I like that one.
So you need to plan to exit properly, because 50% of business owners actually exit their business because of some sort of dramatic event. So that's a very high percentage. So if you don't have an exit plan, you're basically, you know, you're basically playing Russian roulette with your business. And as of right now, a statistic that I read through the Exit Planning Institute, which I'm in the local chapter, is that 79% of business owners do not have a plan. So that really correlates with how sellable people's businesses are, because as a business broker, only 20% of businesses that are listed actually sell. So there's a strong correlation there between the 80% that don't have a plan and then the 80% that don't sell.
It adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's like one of the biggest things that you could do to help your valuation and to set your business up for success. So sorry, wanted to touch back on that.
No, that's good.
Because it was really important. But so now that we're going to talk about valuation, what your valuation is basically your business's value on the market. There's different ways that your business can be determined for valuation depending on what the objective is. One of the main reasons that you want to have a valuation is, one, to know where your business stands, and also because the average business owner, your business valuation is going to be between 50 to 90% of your net wealth for the average business owner. So that shows you how important it is to think of your business as an asset. So when you Absolutely. Go to do different things with your business, such as leveraging it or selling it, or maybe you want to scale it and you want to use other people's money to help you make more money, you're going to be going to the bank. They're going to look at your valuation. They're going to have a valuation done. They're going to look at it in a different lens because there's several different valuations that you could have. You could have a cash flow valuation. You could have a market valuation. But so depending on what you do will depend on the type of valuation that would be done. But the majority of people look at their business from what's called a market valuation. And those are what business brokers do. Business brokers are able to do a business broker opinion valuation. So we look at the market. We're going to understand the multiple from recent sales in your industry. Then we'll look at your business, several different factors. But the main thing is that we obtain a valuation through market research. And then we look at your seller's earnings and we arrive to what your market value would be for selling that business. So what people on the market would want to buy your business for. Now, I know it's great and you think that your business might be worth like $1 million, but you don't want to be disappointed when you get there and you realize, oh, darn, it's really not $1 million because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And if I would have done X, Y, and Z to help my valuation, it could have been worth that.
So I
was that person.
So I spoke about it, this before, and what I said about businesses is it's like an evaluation to me or a exit planning strategy. I think of it like an insurance policy, right? And I think of it as a whole life insurance policy. So I'm putting a lot of money in, a lot of time in, and at the end, it's going to be worth something,
right?
If I'm doing that, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm maximizing on that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can take out some of the cash value and I could take the certain things out of it. I can even take a loan out on it, right? If it's done properly, but if I'm not doing this properly, if this insurance is not being paid every single time, and mm-hmm. and in a business, it's working, you know, with the business, with payment to me in a business is your time, your sweat, your money, your, mm-hmm. you know, your thoughts, your goals, your gifts, everything mm-hmm. involved, right?
Yep. Because you want to be thinking of your business as an asset. Like your business is an asset and you need to have the mindset of that. You're not just working a 24/7 job so that you could just die broke. Like your goal is to have a business to build wealth. So you need to have the mindset accordingly.
And that's where we're going to go into why is it so important to have the healthy money mindset for your businesses?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, I think one of like the biggest I'm a big statistics person.
Can we tell? Can we tell that?
90% of your net worth is your business. Of the average business owners, of like the average business owner, 50 to 90% of your business is
if it's
value.
Being treated that way, right?
Well, whether it's being treated that way or not, right? So because the only other valuable item that you're going to really have, the next largest item would be like your house.
Your house,
so
exactly.
Most of the people, it's their house
and their business.
But for some people, it could be your business. And that can help you, like you said, you could leverage it to really get ahead in so many different things. So you don't want to have just a job, or I'm sorry, you don't want to have a business that is being... that is basically disguised as a job, right? So you don't want to just like have this business and you say it's a business, but really it's just a job in disguise. So make sure that you are
treating it as an asset. Because there's a big difference,
right? Yes, because like you were saying with being able to leverage. So if you have the healthy mindset about business, you're going to be able to leverage your business and it's going to help you increase your profits. It's going to be able to help you get ahead faster, obtain your goals, and build your wealth. So a great example is two builders. One of them does not have great financials. All he cares about is not paying any taxes and how much money he takes out.
So he deducts everything on the kitchen sink.
Yes, everything in the kitchen sink. There's no equity being built up in his business. He is not being advised correctly. He thinks in just kind of a money in, money out mindset,
right?
So he just has a
business. And I hate to tell you, a lot of business owners who are not financially savvy, that's the way they think.
And even people that are very business minded, I find so many people end up in this trap, and it's very disheartening because you don't want to find out at the end when you are when you are counting on the retirement of selling your business and then you can't count on it because you didn't have this mindset.
Right.
So it's never too late though.
It is never too late.
As long as you're not having to sell for like a dramatic event. So
right.
That's why you want to make sure that it's important and that you're putting it in the pipeline because it takes 3 to 5 years of
well, we're not going to look back. We're going to look forward, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
what can we do now?
So that business owner is acting like that. They want to be able to build spec homes. They try to go to the bank, but because their business tax returns keep showing a negative, they're not able to do anything, even though they really make a good living. They have a lot of cash. They do really well. They're a successful business person, but on paper, they're not. Then you have builder two, who has Sharon as an accountant, is doing all the good things.
For 2 decades.
Is doing all the right things. They have a lot of equity in their business. They've really focused on setting their business as an asset. They want to build spec homes. They go to the bank. They're able to use other people's money. They're able to leverage their business to now double their profits, double their revenue, and get ahead in this goal that they have to start spec homes much sooner. And yes, they are going to be paying some taxes, but that's not the bad thing. That is a good thing when you're paying taxes.
Let me, since that's my expertise,
yes.
I'm going to come in on this part. So paying taxes is not a bad thing, but you know, having an accountant that minimizes your taxes and maximizes your profitability mm-hmm. is the key
right.
to, you know, using in America, our tax laws are very gray, but there are certain situations that is black and white. You know, if your accountant knows what's black and white and what's gray, that is the key, is to follow the rules of the black and white and, you know, understand the gray areas and what positions you can take with the gray areas. So you don't want to just give all of your money to the IRS. That's why you get a good tax advisor. You get advisory tax, not just someone that does your tax return. Because that's just, I've been noticing that a lot lately, that most CPAs, most accountants, they do the tax return. And so having the right tax advisor will understand to minimize your taxes. But minimizing your taxes doesn't mean that you sit there, you deduct everything in the kitchen sink, and you want to pay no taxes. You minimize your taxes, maximize your profitability.
Mm-hmm. And what she just said, huge, 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 huge. I cannot tell you how many times when it comes time to me to do the valuation to help somebody list their business that I get their tax return and I just, like, I want to cry for them because they didn't have an accountant that really saw a big picture and also didn't understand even their goal. Make sure that you have an accountant that you can express your goals with, right? So if you're just doing it on the computer and typing everything in, you can't tell this computer system your goals for your business, for your life. So
that's where the advisory comes
exactly.
in, right?
It's
the
so
trusted
important.
Advisor relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that we were going to talk about some of the misconceptions, right, of this
yep.
money mindset.
So we wanted to talk about things that business owners, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the things that business owners, bad money habits that they might have mm-hmm. or misconceptions that they will not understand, you know, about what it is that they need to be not doing.
Right. So some of these might be hitting like a dead horse because I already kind of said some of these. But a person who does not worry about their exit until they need to exit. You cannot prep, you cannot plan, you cannot prepare. And especially if you know that you're going to retire, like you kind of don't have an excuse to not.
So let me cut you in on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you say the word retire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a business broker, that if I had a job working for IBM or whatnot, I would have a retirement plan,
exactly.
right? And I would be saving for retirement. In that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So a business owner needs to think the same way,
yeah.
you know, not just saving in whatever retirement plan they have within that. By the way, that's a great planning strategy for tax savings. They also need to be thinking along, well, I am going to retire. So exit planning is important to be thinking about it now, because when you start a job, when do you start putting in money for retirement.
Exactly.
Day one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you got to be thinking about your business as your retirement from day one.
Exactly. Yep. And that said so well, I'm going to use that for sure, because it is very sad at the end of the day when we get down to that table and somebody's trying to retire. I have a gentleman now who was counting on some money to retire. They wanted $900,000, but because of the way that they run their business, it's going to be tough to sell even for $500,000,
you know. Wow.
And they're counting on that money. So that's a heartbreaking thing to have a discussion with. So my goal as a business owner that likes to focus on education is to scream it from the rooftop so that you are thinking of your business as an asset and building it as such, so we don't get there in a sad situation. The next misconception is focusing short term. So this is going to be somebody that just thinks about how much money they're making this year. They have a goal, which isn't a bad thing, right? It's not a bad goal to want to increase your income. But sometimes when you're only focusing short-sighted like that, it could help you make wrong decisions where, for instance, my favorite one, people that like to hide cash from the government. So they don't put the cash through their business because they want to save on paying taxes. And it's really kind of crazy how many tax advisors help people do this, but it's really hurting you in the long run. So let's say that your business is selling for 3x multiple, but you're so worried about just saving a dollar, right? So for every dollar that you are hiding, you're saving, what, 30 cents?
30 cents.
30 cents of that dollar, you losing, you know, the 70 cents.
And what do they do with those dollars? Exactly. If they're hiding it, are they putting it into something? Most of the time, they don't know where it is.
Exactly. So, and then when you go to sell your business, so not only are you not able to really leverage right, to save 30 cents, you're not able to leverage the whole 70 cents. You also just missed out on your $3 multiple that you could sell your business for. So instead of being able to get $2.80, right? $2.70, because you were so worried about the 30 cents.
You're worried about, yeah.
So if that makes sense.
So what Jen is trying to say is, you know, let's say your business is, you know, you want to save $100. You're going to, you're trying to hide $100 because you don't want to pay on the top tax bracket, let's say 30%. You don't want to pay 30% of that $100. So it's 70. So you're going to go buy a piece of equipment, or I don't know what you're going to do to the cash. But most of the time when people are putting this, they're not putting the cash away. It's going somewhere where we don't know where it is. So it's lost in some black hole. So that $100 is gone. If you left that $100 in your business, yes, you might have to pay 30 cents in taxes. But if you have a good financial tax and financial advisor, they might be able to lower that somehow and maximize a different way of savings. And you might only pay 20% if you're planning it right. Right. But the equity in your business will be that $280. Whereas if you left that money somewhere, put it in the black hole, mm-hmm. We don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. It's not part of your business to sell right now. And you haven't built that equity. And now you have nothing to retire on.
Right. And the banks can't lend you money on it if you wanted to scale, anything of that nature. So I always like people to think from what's called WWVD mindset. So what will the valuation do? So right. What will this do to the valuation? So in the short term, yes, I will get more money by hiding this cash. But then in the long term, WWVD, you are hurting your valuation and you're hurting yourself in other ways, retirement, planning, all those sorts of things.
Long-term planning.
Your wealth, right? You're mm-hmm. hurting your long-term wealth. So that's a misconception. And then the last misconception, which I've said several times, you are not building just a business. You are building an asset that builds growth and helps you get towards your objectives in life faster.
So Jen is right. So I always use this phrase, and I've experienced it myself, and I'm so sure some of you have experienced it out there. Nothing is for free. If you think you're getting away from paying that 30 cents or 20 cents, you are going to be paying it back somewhere or another. So for example, yeah, you saved on taxes. You didn't put into the tax system. It might have been affect your Social Security. It's going to affect your retirement. It's going to affect your business valuation. It's going to affect your leveraging. It's going to affect so many different things. You're going to end up losing more than $30 out of that $100. You're probably going to end up losing that whole $100 because nothing is for free. You're going to either you pay for it now, you pay for it later, your neighbor pays for it, or you're the neighbor paying for your neighbor. And we never want to be that person, no. Do we? So when is the right time to get the expertise from a business broker? When should we talk to someone?
I always like to say day one, because day one, you want to start thinking about exit planning and such, and not that every business broker is going to help you or advise you for exit planning. But definitely within the first year, you would want to start reaching out to different business brokers. Find one that really likes to work with people and advise people in advance. Not all business brokers take that approach. So be mindful of that, because you want to make sure that you have an advisor that doesn't just care when there could be a dollar coming their way, but helps you, wants to help you build your business in the meantime. Because you want to put them on as a trusted advisor, basically. So you want it to be where they can call, you can call them and say, hey, I don't understand how WWVD works in this situation. I want to buy a truck. I want to do this. Like, what will that do to the valuation? Or I'm thinking about adding on another employee. What will that do to the valuation? So, you know, you could always reach out to your business broker at that point and discuss things like that with them. And then when you do want to go and sell and execute your exit plan, you have somebody that you've already built a rapport with and already knows your business, and there's going to be nobody better to sell your business than that person.
So you heard Jen, and that what I get from what she's saying is you build your trusted advisor team from day one. You start building your trusted advisor team from day one. Your accountant is not just your tax preparer. Your business broker is not just the person you talk to when you're selling your business 20 years down the line. You make sure you have the proper trusted advisor team, because it takes money to make money, and that you have to decide what you want to invest your money in. And if you invest your money in that, one, it is tax deductible, and two, it is well vested money, because knowledge from the right person and having the right trusted advisor team is what's going to help you have a successful business, help you grow your business into being successful. Because you have gifts on your own. You have, you, like I've said before, is an entrepreneur, and I don't know if you know this, Jen, an entrepreneur is the number one risk taker in our economy. When you study economy, when you study economics, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs are the number one risk taker. Even,
oh, I believe it. They've
even beyond the stock market, even beyond those things, you know, you're the number one risk taker, because you're investing your money, you're investing your goals, you're investing your gifts, mm-hmm. you're investing your knowledge into one basket.
Yep.
You know, you can't diversify your portfolio like you will on the stock market, right?
Exactly. It's all in.
It's all in. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right things, and you want to make sure that you get advice from experts and trusted advisor. And the right trusted advisor is not going to try to advise you on everything. They will tell you what they know, and they would have a good team that they can refer you to and that they work with.
Absolutely. Yep. Your business broker will work with the CPA and the bookkeeper. And I mean, really, with a CPA is, I think, one of the most important advisors that you could have on your team in any business, because that really makes and shakes and breaks everything for your business, in my opinion.
Well, thank you, Jen.
Yeah, thank you.
It was awesome finally having you on. So businesses can mind their money, right? Mind your business money. And Jen, having Jen as the business broker, we're going to have Jen's information in our video credits. So you will be able to contact her, or have any questions for her, you will be able to contact her directly. Thanks again, Jen, for hanging out with us.
Bye. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.